Nadarim Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph Shir Number 2. We are going from the Mishnah in the middle of the Amad, and the new Mishnah tells us Ha'omer LeIshto, if a person says to his wife, Kol Nadarim SheTidayri Mikan VaAd SheAvoy MiMakom Ploni Harei Hein Kayomin, he says to his wife, any Nadarim that you make from now until I come back from a certain place, so he's giving a slab of time. He says, all of the nadarim that you make within that time period, harei hein kayomin, they are ratified. I'm accepting them and I agree with them. So says the Mishnah, lo omar klum, that does not work. You cannot say preemptively that you are ratifying a neder which hasn't been made yet. But if he says, harei hein mufarin, any neder that you make from now until I come back, so they are nullified. Well, that's a machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer Oimem Mufar, he says you can preemptively cancel and nullify a neder, even though it hasn't been made yet. V'chachomim Oimem, they say, Eina Mufar. They say, it doesn't work. You cannot do this. Now, Om Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im heifa nedarim shebo lichlal iser, if the husband can nullify a wife's neder when the neder has already come into existence and the effect of the neder has already created an iser, if he can cancel such a neder, then lo yofer nedarim shelo bo lichlal iser, can't he also cancel the nedarim which haven't yet become forbidden? Meaning, he's assuming that a neder which actually exists is much stronger than a neder which hasn't really come into existence yet. So if a husband can cancel a neder that his wife has already made and it's already come into existence, then all the more so he should be able to preemptively cancel the nedarim before they even come into existence and before they even create the reality of iser. However, the Chachamim disagree, and Amru Loi, they say back to him, Hari hu oima, the pasuk by nedarim says, Isha yukimenu, Yukimena, the Isha Yeferenu, that Isha Yukimenu, that her husband can ratify her Nadarim, the Isha and her husband Yeferenu can nullify the Nadarim. The Pasuk links the husband's ability to ratify with his ability to cancel, and vice versa. Eshabalichal Hakim, that which can be ratified, Balichal Hafer, can be nullified. That if the husband doesn't have the authority to ratify the neder, then the neder hasn't come into his authority that he can cancel it. In other words, Chachamim are drawing a comparison between the husband's ability to ratify the neder and cancel the neder. If he can't ratify the neder, which even Rabbi Eliezer agrees in the Mishnah that he can't do a preemptive ratification of a neder before it's even been made. So if he can't ratify it, then he can't nullify it either. So that's where we have the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Both agree that you can't do a preemptive ratification of nedarim, but the machlokes is whether you can do a preemptive nullification of the nedarim. Rabbi Eliezer says you can, and Chachamim say you can't.